That's all I need to know about you.
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 That's all I need to know about you. Star 99.9, it's Hannah and Raven. I don't know what is going on in Connecticut.
Okay.
But if you start taking off your clothes at the beach or you start getting freaky in the Fairfield Woods,
yeah,
that is all I need to know about you.
Is that an expansion of the same story? I didn't know there was freaky in the Fairfield Woods. All I know was that there was a confrontation at a local beach, Compo Beach, right?
In Westport.
Right. Somebody had gotten topless.
Yeah, brace yourself for this story.
Okay.
Yep. As you were saying, story number one, Compo Beach, a woman who appeared allegedly to be under the influence of alcohol was sunbathing with no top
on. Took her top off. Somebody confronted her,
and she decided to take off her bottoms.
Right. Oh, you don't like that? Or you like that? Look at this.
Look at this. Look at my tushy.
Right.
Look at my tush.
Right.
Wow. Nobody wants to see that.
Right.
Right.
The way I read it is there might have been a mooning involved.
Yeah.
Right. Instead of a totally stripped naked
thing. They kept saying, like, showed her buttocks, and I'm like, she mooned them?
I'm like, right. I'm like, that's kind of like a bikini already. Did it get that bad? Anyways, what happened in the Fairfield Woods?
Six people were arrested.
Six?
Wow.
After they found on the internet there was a a meetup spot there for hooking up. Two of them were over 80 years old.
Wow. Congratulations.
They found them. Found them inappropriate. I'm talking about freaky. Right.
Various,
freaky time.
Various states of undress.
Yep.
Yes.
Six of them. One woman over 80.
I mean,
two of them over 80.
Do you almost have to give them a high five when they're over 80?
No.
I'm not touching
you. You know, as long as they drove there safely and they had their blue blockers on, they're protected from the UV rays.
Wait, what I find more odd is the fact that if you search the internet and you put city hookup guide, there lists a bunch of places in Connecticut.
But why are they in the woods?
Well, that's why they're in the woods. They met at the city hookup site. They met there. That was one of the places listed. And then also listed Jefferson Street commuter lot, McDonald's. An Interstate 95 service plaza.
You know
plaza.
What? I mean, to be fair, I'd rather have them on the trail. So.
Yeah, good point.
Just get your bug spray and stuff like that because a mosquito at that age can wipe you out. Right?
Why did we choose this spot?
Wait a minute. You got Lyme disease. How? Says their doctor.
I mean, that is all I need to know about you. This lady is 85 years old.
Oh, my gosh. I mean,
good for you.
That's impressive.
No,
good for you. AJ, nothing but a number in his app.
That's all I need to know about you.
If you bring the entire two-lane operation to a halt because you just won't merge. I know this has been covered long and again, but man, is there anything worse than beach traffic? I was thinking about it. What's worse, beach traffic, casino traffic, or the airport traffic?
Oh, I have one that beats all of them. I had it this past weekend.
What happened?
Going home from vacation road trip traffic.
Oh, it's the worst.
That one's the worst.
Yes.
When you need to get or you anticipate getting to where you're going so bad. Like, we're all going to get there. The two lanes are clearly merging. You getting one car in front doesn't do us any favors.
That's all I need to know about
you. I see you, Land Rover lady. I see you with your short haircut.
If you check out with a cart full of items and all of a sudden, halfway through checking out, you're like, you know what? I don't want half of these items. And you just tell the cashier to start ringing them out and, like, unselecting them and taking up 45 minutes of my time in the grocery store. That's all I need to know about
you. Why people don't deal with people at grocery stores anymore.
They just go to the self-checkout.
I made the mistake the other day of forcing us to go through the person line, and then they had to do a price check.
That's exactly it. You always think it's going to be faster.
My wife just glared at me.
You want to chime in, too? Call us 1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. 1-800-330-9999. What was your parenting fail? The thing that made you so embarrassed and you can't believe you did it to your poor child.
This is what I love is that, you know, you're a very strong person. You go in with confidence. You operate from a point of, I wouldn't say control, but just, you know, an area where you can kind of see the big picture. To hear you fall short sometimes is so amusing.
Yeah. Star 99.9, I'm Anna. That's Raven. This weekend we were away at Hershey Park, which FYI, was awful.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hershey Park, it was overcrowded to the point where you literally could not move. And me trying to maneuver with a stroller amongst a sea of people that were standing shoulder to shoulder in 100-degree heat.
Right. I hear it's a lot of pavement at Hershey Park. I've heard that before.
And
it's
so many
hot.
Hills.
Yeah.
There's so many. Get rid of your hills. I don't know how you're going to do that.
Wipe them out, right?
Oh, my gosh.
Strip mining, I guess, is the only way to really get away with it.
Dynamite.
But it doesn't matter. It doesn't even matter. So I am. The two things happened that made me question whether I was fit to be a parent anymore.
Okay.
Yeah. first was, I am crazy about not having Dakota. Dakota's 9 months old now, my baby. Mm-hmm. Fall off the couch, the bed, like rolling and things like that.
Yeah, landing on her head on things.
Right.
Reasonable.
I wouldn't say that that's really crazy, right? Yeah, I mean, try not to drop your child. Right. As a rule of thumb.
Every time I leave a room, I have my older daughter, Hayden, sit right next to her, mm-hmm. block her so she can't fall.
She's on a padded leash.
Yeah, but here we go. Two hotel beds. And you know those hotel beds are hot, yeah. right?
Yeah.
And I leave her on there, and she's with all the kids. She's surrounded by four other children.
Yeah, but kids are bouncy, man. They're bouncy, and then all of a sudden, a baby gets ejected like a whitewater rafting trip.
Even worse, and I should have seen this coming. The four kids are all sitting there, every single one of them, and I'm not, it is what it is.
You're pointing fingers?
No.
I love it.
Their noses buried in their iPads, right?
Ah.
We're on vacation, and right. all these kids have their iPads in there, but it
doesn't
matter. Don't
text in bed, kids.
Yep. I'm 1 foot away. Yep. I've got a glass of wine in my hand. I turn around to talk to my girlfriends, and all of a sudden I hear, boom!
Right.
And I'm like,
Face down.
And it was like it was the silent cry, like where it's really quiet for a second. And you see the
it's
mouth
just squeezing. Right. It means I've been injured.
And then the screaming starts.
Oh. Yeah. Well, congratulations on your parenting fail.
Well, it gets worse than that.
Whine it.
Oh, no.
Worse than that.
It gets worse.
We're at the park.
Wine in hand, too. That you got the good old Catholic guilt with it, too.
Oh, yeah. Then we're at the park.
Yep.
And it's really hot. And I decide that there's a splash zone next to the tidal wave.
Okay, good.
And I watch it. And it doesn't seem that much. It looks like it rains.
You're timing it out. Right. You're timing it out. Yep. Right. Like a sprinkler. And you're thinking to yourself, I'm going to go.
Yeah. And I'm going to hold the baby.
Freshen up.
And
right.
I'm going to have her, the mist come over us to cool us down.
Right. Gosh. Lovely.
Except I didn't know that the tidal wave is different at times.
Oh, okay.
So.
Oh, no.
We stand right in the middle in a sea of people. And, you know, I'm right in the front because I'm like, we're going to cool down, baby. And then it was as if I took a fire hose and sprayed my baby right in the face.
You got cleared out.
It was
one of them Instagram photos where people are like, look at this, it's going to be great. And then five broken legs and people are washed off the shore.
Her face first crunched up in shock, right? And then again,
why would you do this to me, mama? Right,
why would you spray me in the face with as much force as a tornado? With water, and it looked as if we had jumped into a deep end of the pool. We were just standing there dripping wet.
Right. I love it. And everybody knew at that point that was around you that it was a fail.
Oh, and then everybody was staring at me, disappointing. And then we left because I was embarrassed.
You couldn't have enough at that point.
1-800-330-9999. Two major parenting fails for me over the weekend. What was your most memorable one? Give us a call. What was your parenting fail? 1-800-330-9999. Oh, Star 99.9. It's Anna and Raven. I had a couple big ones over the weekend. I'm pretty anal. In general.
But you let your baby free fall off bed right onto the floor on
hotel.
Your face. Right.
Yeah, that was a little bit of an accident. I was very upset about that. She did the silent cry, which is the worst feeling in the world when they open their mouth and it looks like they're in pain, but nothing comes out for a while.
Then you stuck that fragile child that depends on you for everything, for all safety in the world.
Uh-huh.
Their small, fragile flesh body that it's still pliable at that age at 9 months in front of a tidal wave.
It's true. It's the ride at Hershey Park, the tidal wave. I thought we were in the splash zone.
It's literally called tidal wave?
Yeah, it's called tidal wave.
That should have been your first indication that it was probably not meant for children.
I figured we would just get a spray. We would cool down. It was like 100 degrees out. No, it was like a fire hose took her out right in the face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good call, though. Good call.
On our Facebook page, Adriana wrote, my mom thought she lost me once. Cops came. Neighbors were looking for me all through the neighborhood. I was asleep under a blanket on the couch.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Man. But
the follow-up appointments with DCF are going to be fun for that one.
I got to say, though.
So how long have you been missing your children? Right.
Well, it happens. Like, they disappear. It happens in stores all the time. And, like, from a mom, like, when you have your baby or your child next to you, and then all of a sudden you look at something, and then they're gone.
Yeah.
It is terrifying.
Right.
Your first reaction is to call security, call the cops.
Don't put them under blankets is my advice for the most part.
Just don't let them sleep.
Right.
You know, just
ever.
Leah wrote, she forced her son to finish a 5K on a broken foot. Oh, we know that.
Good.
You're fine. Just come on.
You're fine.
Stop it.
I don't want to hear it.
Stop complaining. You wanted to run this race. Now you're going to finish it. Let's go. Meanwhile, the poor kid has a broken fracture.
Foot. Right. Yeah. It's terrible.
Oh, this is my worst nightmare. Diana wrote, her son was 2, and she would wait. He would wake up in the middle of the night and cry because he wanted to come in bed with us.
Yep.
One night, she said she was going to be strong and let him cry it out. He decided to climb out of the crib. He ended up falling out of it.
Good.
And slammed into the floor. Oh, it's just, I cried longer than he did.
Oh, I'll teach you a lesson, mommy. No. Because you're trying to make me be a grown-up, that type of thing. Look at what your terrible decision did to me.
I know
that
feeling.
Look at what it did to me. Now I'm on the floor and it's 3 a.m. and I've got a bad diaper.
When you're a parent and it's the middle of the night and then all of a sudden you hear the boom, boom, right?
Yeah.
It shakes you to the core, right. You know? And then they fall out of bed. Sometimes they don't even wake up. They're just asleep on the floor.
I mean, I guess it's better than the alternative. I thought it was going to be like one of these, you know, horror movies lately where I told you for all these years there was a monster. Mm. And you never believed me. And then you turn on the light one night. Guess what? There was a monster.
There's a demon right there.
Right. Annabelle, yeah. The sequel.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was your parenting fail?
I slammed my 2-year-old fingers, all 10 of them, in the trunk, and then I couldn't find the keys.
I mean, all the fingers.
Oh, my
all
gosh.
The fingers in the trunk. Hold on, baby.
Yep.
Mama's looking. Mama's looking.
Oh, and then how did you get them out? And then you can't find the keys. Like, that must be
sent my son in to find the keys, and then I tried to pick her up to console her, not knowing that her fingers were still in the,
good.
In the trunk.
Good. I'm calling the authorities
right
horrible.
Now, man. It was horrible.
I've got you.
Oh, man. It's just the worst feeling as a parent. I remember when I was with Hayden, with my older daughter, when we were younger, I hit her head in a doorway,
good.
A Starbucks door. And it was so hard I hit her head because I was holding her.
And the thing is, Starbucks, public, everybody turns around when they hear the noise.
Oh, man.
And there's just that
child.
And
she was doing the same thing. There was a cry, but with no sound.
Oh, it's the worst thing.
I was in a panic mode.
What was your most memorable parenting fail? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven on Star 99.9. Oh, boy, it was a tough weekend.
you had some questionable moments.
Two major things happened. One, I let my 9-month-old roll off a hotel bed onto the floor. And then when she hit the floor.
Right.
Right. It was like that silence for a second where your heart just stopped.
Everybody waits to see what's going to happen here.
I jumped off. I scooped her up so much. And then I was like, do I bring her for an MRI? Mm-hmm. Like, and then, you know,
right, right. Do I count on the fact that she won't remember this when she's a teenager?
Yeah, she's fine. Then I also took her to Hershey Park. Thought I would cool her off in the splash zone.
A little misting area.
Yep. It turns out the tidal wave was no joke, and it was basically as if I blasted a fire hose into her face on purpose.
Good.
And then she screamed, and everybody stared at me as if I was the worst mother on the face of the earth.
Babies are pliable. Wow. Their bones, their skin, all that stuff, you know what I mean? So you never know. Like, when they tell you you make that face, it might stay that way. You hit a baby in the face with a fire hose, it could stay that way.
My God, if you're a parent, you know that when they make that face, when they're going to scream, but no words come out. It's the most terrifying moment of your life.
It's really bad.
Right.
Well,
good thing you had 2 of those in 24 hours.
Yep. Big weekend. So on Anna's parenting group powered by Griffin Health, we asked, we said, like, what was your biggest parenting fail? Here are a few that I thought were pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Carol wrote, well, awesome, quote unquote.
Right.
I once drove home from work. Right. And I drove home from work, hopped in the shower, and then I realized I'd forgotten to pick up my daughter from daycare. I flew out of the house with my wet hair dripping all over my old t-shirt. I rolled up to daycare 5 minutes before they closed wearing yoga pants, flip-flops, and told them I got hung up at work. Mind you, I was legit wearing PJs and no bra. I'm sure the teacher was thinking, where the heck does this lady work?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I feel like people at daycare, they've seen it all.
Yeah.
You know?
They're like, we're used to
everybody,
it.
Is there ever a day where everybody's really on time to get them? I feel like daycare people are not allowed to go home on time.
They have to stay there until their children
ever. Like,
get
you've
claimed.
Chosen that as a career, and you have to say that to yourself.
I haven't seen my family in many moons.
Yeah. Sue's thought said she thought it was funny to give her 3-year-old daughter a wasabi pee to see what would happen.
Oh, good. Oh,
what do you think is going to happen?
Right. Right.
Lauren wrote, she made her son do a flip off the diving board so she could boomerang it.
Made him do it.
Yep. But he flipped, hit his head on the board, and sank to the bottom of the pool. Oh,
good.
My gosh.
Good.
I got
stitches and
you
a CPR
do it, Tyler.
Run.
You right. can do it.
Did
do
she
it.
Get mommy the boomerang? Needs the likes.
Wait, hold on. Wait till mommy hits,
right.
hits record.
Right.
Ready?
Right.
1, 2, go.
But smack.
Oh.
Right. And the unedited
I'm still
version
uploading this.
It's just you urging them to do this terribly dangerous thing. Right, right.
Or Lena, this is an awesome one, with her son Rocco. He ate paint when he was 18 months old.
Good.
While she sat nearby reading a parenting magazine.
Good.
She said, I was in the middle of painting the living room. I didn't think he could get to where the paint tray was. And then I proceeded to follow him around the house like a bird for the next hour, feeding him a hot dog bun and water to absorb the paint.
Wow.
Does that work? I guess.
I don't want to try that.
Yeah.
If you better than turpentine, I guess.
1-800-330-9999. What was your most memorable parenting fail?
Oh my God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Kara and Todd joining us together this morning. Kara, let's start with you. What's going on?
I'm pregnant.
Yay, congratulations. Congrats.
Thank you. We're actually having a baby boy. I'm going in to have a C-section. I'm very close with my mother, but unfortunately, she doesn't live nearby. My mom cannot make it until 2 days after. And I want my mom to see the baby first. We're very close. My husband's family lives nearby. I know this really sounds maybe weird, but I don't want my husband's family to see the baby right away. I wanted my mom to see the baby first.
Wow.
So you want to tell his family that they can't visit you in the hospital until after your mother arrives 2 days later?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Best of luck with that.
Todd.
Todd, what's your side of this?
Well, I mean, I want to pick my words carefully because she's very pregnant. But it's so much to ask. I don't want to use the word insane, but how am I possibly supposed to tell my parents, don't come see your first grandson in the hospital, don't bring balloons and stuffed animals, don't come visit, just sit at home because the other grandma has to see her first. Even if I thought that that was like a fair request, my parents would never, one, go for it, or two, let us live it down. You can't box out my family because, you know, the flights didn't work out for her mom.
Yeah, that's tough. What is the problem with mom's schedule or flight?
She just couldn't get the time, and then by the time she booked it, it was just a little cheaper 2 days later. You know, I understand my husband's point of view, but his family is right down the road. They're always going to see the baby. They're always going to have time with our son. This is special for me, and I just want my mom to be the first one.
I have to tell you, my mom has made it a point that she is the only person that is by my side besides my husband when that baby is born. So I kind of understand where you're coming from.
You mean like in the delivery room?
Yeah.
Or, right.
Yeah, standing right outside. My mom held both my babies before I did. Yep.
Well,
because I had C-sections and I couldn't. So that was, I understand.
And she's closest. You know, hot potato.
Right. Somebody's got to hold this
Paul's
baby.
Paul's probably passed out on the floor at that point, right? Like, I don't need to see this. Right.
So I understand how important it probably is to you, Kara.
But she was there on the right day. Your mom was.
She was there. Right. It's true.
Both times.
She didn't book a flight 2 days later.
Right.
We're going to ask our audience, and they may agree with you, Kara. This is important to you. They can all meet the baby together 2 days later. But they may see Todd's side, too. That's ridiculous. How are you going to ask his parents, who live right down the street, hey, to say you can't see your grandson for 2 days? Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I feel pretty good about this.
Give us a call. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
From the Honda of Westport Couples Court, Kara and Todd are due for their baby coming up soon. She's scheduled to have a C-section. Here's the issue. She doesn't want his family that lives locally to see the baby before her mother flies in. The problem is her mother didn't schedule until 2 days after the baby will be born.
Right.
So she says, no one sees the baby till my mom gets here, then they can all see them together. He's like, I can't tell my parents they can't come see their first grandchild.
Can you imagine trying to have that conversation with your mother and explain to them their first grandchild that they've been waiting for? Yep, you're just going to have to wait. I mean, I get that she's close with her mom, but mom! Start walking now.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven?
I'm on my husband's side. I don't think it's fair. Just because I get her point, she wants her mom there, she's close, but it's just wrong. I mean, she's doing it on her convenience because the airfare is a little bit cheaper. I think that's selfish.
Right,
yeah.
Bump it up. Get another flight. Thanks for the call.
What a tough thing to deal with right now.
I mean, for him.
For both of them.
Imagine him. He's in a lose-lose.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Honda of Westport. Couples Court on Star. Kara and Todd are expecting their first child. They have a planned C-section coming up. Here's the issue. Kara's mom won't be able to get to the hospital until 2 days after the baby is born.
Oh, man.
And she doesn't want anyone in the family, even the local family like Todd's parents, to meet the baby before her mom does.
I can't imagine trying to have this conversation with my mother. I mean, you've got everything planned down to the moment. This is when the baby will arrive. Mom! What's going on here?
Is she overreacting by wanting the whole family to wait until her mom arrives? Or does she have a point and she can do what she wants? 1-800-330-9999. Honda of Westport, Couples Court, Star 99.9. Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
Oh, definitely the husband. She's nuts. And she is so, so wrong. That is so rotten to do to his parents.
Are you a grandma?
I just can't believe it.
Are you?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, I can hear it in your voice.
Do you have sons?
I have children and I have grandchildren. And whether it's children or grandchildren, that is wrong. Wrong, wrong, wrong.
Yeah.
In every way. She's crazy.
You know, there's something to be said about your relationship with daughters and relationships with sons. It's different.
Well,
it's different.
Well, I don't know. As a son, I don't know if you can tell your mom no. I mean, I don't know anybody that can tell their mom no. Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on the husband side. Actually, to tell you the truth, if you pony up the money and pay the extra flight to come earlier, because this grandson is going to cost a lot more money in the next 20-something years between college and everything else. Don't put a wedge between the family now.
I'm with you. Call up and see whether or not you can use your miles for mom. Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on his side. I think it is completely ridiculous. His parents are just as much parents as her mother, and especially because her mother picked a cheaper flight, and that's the reason why. I think it's his first child, and I don't agree at all with her.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Todd, our audience agreed with you. I'm sorry, Kara. I know it's important.
Thank you.
But your mother's going to have to understand that you can't ask people to stay away for 2 days, especially if it's his parents.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to deal with resentment after that. I mean, you have a good relationship, it sounds like, with everybody. It's unfortunate. You'd love for her to be there. Maybe Todd's parents can carry in the Skype. That's a thing now. They can carry in the FaceTime on their chest and they can meet the baby all at once.
That sounds like a good idea.
Try and talk to mom.
All right.
Explain to her how Alexa works and do a drop-in.
Smart, though. Bring it to couples court so that he doesn't get in trouble when he says no way. You know?
Right.
Yeah. All right, well, guys, thanks so much for joining us, and we wish you the best of luck. Send us pictures of the baby 2 days after
his
born.
Right, after your mom sees it.
And if anybody else has an issue, send us an email, too. It's couplescourt@star999.com.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
Oh, we had a good thing going. Shake and bake.
Spend hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
Were people nice? No.
Did you make any friends?
Yeah.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
Your situation would be concurrently improved if I had $200 in my back pocket right now.
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scap Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
Meryl, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave.
Sure. Good luck, Meryl.
Okay, Meryl. Raven is walking out of here. When that door closes, he won't be able to hear us. What I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite him back in and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you could beat him, I give you a $100 gift card to Little Pub. You ready?
I'm ready.
Number 1, Emma Watson and Tom Felton took a photo together playing guitar, and people think they're dating. What was the movie series that they both starred in?
Oh, Harry Potter. Not even a question.
All right, good. Number 2, Katie Holmes and Jamie Foxx have reportedly broken up. What is the name of Katie's ex-husband, a.k.a. Suri's dad?
What's his name? Oh, my goodness. Oh, Kate. Luke Perry. I don't know. Luke Perry.
Number 3, Lil Nas X's Old Town Road was booted by this song by Billie Eilish.
Oh, God, I don't know. Gambling. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know the name of that.
That's all right. Number 4, Dwayne The Rock Johnson married his longtime girlfriend, Lauren Hashin, in a ceremony. What island was it on?
Fiji.
And number 5, Larry King filed for divorce from his 7th wife, Sean, after 22 years of marriage. What was the name of his CNN show that debuted in 1985?
60 minutes. I have no idea.
All right.
Oh, my goodness. That was hard.
You started so strong. All right.
Oh, how'd you do?
You know, I don't think he'll get that first question, though.
We'll see. Meryl got one right.
That's not good.
Yeah. All right, number
it's not
one.
Good. Right.
Number one, Emma Watson and Tom Felton took a photo together playing guitar, and people think they're dating. What was the movie series that they both starred in?
Well, the only memorable film in her, well, the only series. The only things that I remember Emma Watson for is Making Trouble at Brown University and Harry Potter.
Harry Potter is correct. You guys are tied at one.
Woo!
Number two, Katie Holmes and Jamie Foxx have reportedly broken up. What's the name of Katie's ex-husband, a.k.a. Surrey's dad?
Tom Cruise, of course.
And Raven is beat
you, Meryl.
That's
it.
Jamie Foxx, what?
I know.
What are they doing?
Dad.
They're just saying it's run its course, so we'll see. Number three, Lil Nas X's Old Town Road was booted from that number one spot and by this song by Billie Eilish.
Bad Guy.
Bad Guy is right. Number four, Dwayne The Rock Johnson married his longtime girlfriend in a ceremony. What island was it on?
Hawaii.
Hawaii is correct.
Of course, and there are many Hawaiian islands.
Right, but I would take any Hawaii.
Yes.
Yeah. Number five, Larry King filed for divorce from his seventh wife, Sean, after 22 years of marriage. What was the name of his CNN show that debuted in 1985?
Wasn't it Larry King Live?
Yeah, Larry King Live.
All right, Larry.
Meryl, he beat you 5-1 this morning.
Sorry, Meryl.
He really beat me, huh?
Yeah.
Good job, Raven. I can't beat Raven.
All right, well, thank you so much for trying. We appreciate it, Meryl.
Better luck next time.
We got another shot for you to get the cheat sheet. The first two answers to tomorrow's 5 pop culture questions. That's coming up at 5:30.
I just said
to
Coach Kevin Whip as he walked in, I forgot to log my Zumba class yesterday because you're like micromanage us to make sure we're getting ready for the Sono 5K race that we're doing.
I'll see your Zumba class and I'll raise you a dog walk after I ran my mile.
Starting at 9.9, it's Anna and Raven. Joining us is James and Shannon Whipple from the Sono Half. Coach Whip, how have we been doing?
You've been doing incredible as far as logging your runs and your workouts. Your schedule started a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
And since August 1st particularly, you've logged your runs, you've logged your strength classes. Raven, on the other hand, I've not seen any runs logged.
I think I'm on the wrong app. I'm on the Final Surge app. I think I have the wrong ID in there, man. I can't figure out the invites because I logged like 7 things in the past week.
All right, so that's what we need to figure out.
Yeah.
I want to make sure you're doing it.
Yeah.
I want to make sure, you know, even those walks with your dog, you log because I want to see the progress.
Oh, so my little dog is crazy fast. I mean, he walks really, really, really fast. It's kind of strenuous. I got to be honest.
All right.
So I've knocked about a minute off my mile, which it's still slow. Like, I still look at the number. I'm like, why am I still slow? And I feel so much stronger than I did at the beginning. I definitely feel stronger. When I get to the end of that first mile and approach the mile and a half now, I feel like I'm not going to drop dead.
You're
so that's
better.
A positive thing.
Okay.
But I feel like my number is still so, like, I've never been good on speed, and it feels like it's still so slow.
The first problem is you're worried about speed right now. Don't worry about speed. You're getting in shape. You are getting used to running. You're also running in the heat right now. Are you doing
No, I'm going on the treadmill because I freaking hate running outside.
So for anybody running outside, you know, don't worry about pace, particularly when it's 80 degrees, because it's just that's not ideal running temperature. But if you're doing it on the treadmill, you can't worry about pace right now. You're so early on in the schedule. Just be consistent. The goal is to try to get the mileage done without having to walk, which it sounds like you're getting better at. But as you get, you know, 3 weeks in, 4 weeks in, you're going to notice that your pace will naturally progress. And then when the cooler temps hit in mid to late September, you're going to feel much better, especially if you do run outside.
And if you're joining our teams and you're like me, where you've never run, this isn't your thing, then we have the entire training schedule up on star999.com right under the Anna and Raven tab. We've got the whole training schedule there, so you can start whenever you want and just catch up. You'll be able to do it too.
Yeah, it's not brutal. It's like, you know, we're running for a day. We're doing some cross training another day. We're getting our rest days in there too. It's a good ramp up for people that are getting in. The earlier you get in, the less it's going to hurt too, obviously.
100%. The schedule is nice because it gives you accountability. Instead of just winging it and, you know, feeling like, oh, I could take this day off, you have something scheduled for you and you know, okay, on Monday I have to do this, but then I can rest on Tuesday. And can you switch things up? Absolutely. But I think it's nice to have a schedule. Even for myself, when I'm training for a race, I like to have a schedule because it does give me that accountability. So yeah, follow the schedule online because it's great. We'll have the next month up very soon, but it's a very realistic schedule.
And you can see your progress there, too, which will make you feel good. It's like a pat on the back. Of course, my progress being mapped only by myself because nobody else knows where I exist on this app.
All right. If you want to join us for Team Anna or Team Raven, you have to choose who you're going to be running with. You can head to star999.com. The Sono 5K happening October 6th. We hope you'll join us and help raise money for Connecticut Humane Society and Infinite Love for Kids Fighting Cancer. All right, Coach Whip, we'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Good stories, good thoughts, good news. In a world filled with negativity, it's time to tell Anna and Raven something good. Tell me something good. Powered by Walnut Hill Community Church.
It's all happening, Raven.
What do you got?
It's all going down.
What's up?
I have officially been called for jury duty. Yay!
It's a week from today, right?
A week from today.
You're so excited. The countdown is on now.
It is my obligation and privilege as an American citizen and Connecticut resident to go to Stamford and serve on jury duty.
Don't they have a court in Norwalk, too?
I don't know. Since I have to report to Stamford.
Okay.
Yeah,
well then you should probably go where they tell you to go.
I should go where they tell me to go.
Right. Well, congratulations on your success.
Thank you.
Finally being called for jury duty.
I have never in my life been called for jury duty. I've always been jealous when my husband gets called and he gets to go. I picture it as a magical place where I get to sleep late and then I get to go hang out there and play on my phone all day.
Well, I can't wait to find out what your jury experience is like. Maybe it will be like that. All that you imagined, all that you envisioned. But
I can't wait to get in front of a judge and a lawyer and they try to drill me and ask me questions.
No, that's not how it works.
And I'm like, I am fair and I will listen to both sides of the story and I do not have any preconceived notions on who is
guilty.
You
feel like you'll win. You're gonna win.
And if I'm on a jury, I've already decided. I've done a lot of things. I've decided that if it's like a jury that I'm on, and I believe one thing, but everybody else believes another.
You're gonna hold out forever.
Listen, we'll stay in this room until we die.
Right. You can't.
Because it is my responsibility as an American citizen to make sure that my voice is heard.
Let me tell you how often that actually holds up like that at the end. People are just like, get me out of here. But I hope that it works fantastic for you. I hope that jury duty is everything that you imagined.
I'm going to sleep till like 6:30 maybe
even. It's like vacation.
It's like vacation.
It is like vacation.
It's next Wednesday and I'm so up. Like I'm nervous because you have to call the night before because sometimes you don't have to go.
What if you call and they're just like, no, we don't need you.
I'm like, then what am I going to do?
You're going to be so upset. I think you still take the day off. Tell the bosses here that you had to go.
I still get the day off, right?
No.
Why?
Because then you know the night before that you don't have to go. So no, just tell them that you had to go to find out that you didn't need to be there.
But that's call in from the court, like for the show.
Oh, that's how. And nobody's going to go out front of your house. Nobody will know the difference. Just have some people act like some hooligans in the background of your house.
Oh, yeah. I have a lot of those people. What, my two children?
Right.
Yeah.
They'll cover for you. It'll be fine.
Well, that's my good news.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
The countdown is on. I've got some good news. Over 300 military families. Kids are getting school support today from Operation Homefront right here in Connecticut. Obviously, we have several of the branches represented in the state. And, you know, we all know that, listen, a paycheck could be bigger for all of us. So people have kids. There's lots of expenses that come in hand with people going back to school, kids going back to school. So over 300 of those families are getting support today from Operation Homefront right here in Connecticut, handing out school supplies, backpacks, that type of stuff.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And a lot of kids back to school this week, I know.
But next week is the big one. Week,
but
yeah.
I know like some of them are still going back. They're going back late this week.
It's a lot of anxiety in my house with my older daughter, Hayden. It's every year. It's the same thing. It's like they're nervous, they're stressed. It's hard to start this new school year.
Sure, but I love to wear that first day outfit, yo.
Oh, great! Can't wait.
Oh yeah.
Get ready, Facebook and Instagram.
Oh,
the pictures
signs.
Of kids.
So
signs.
Many signs.
I walked by J. Crew yesterday, and J. Crew had like a sign in the window. It says, "Get your back to school outfits here." And I'm like, wait a minute, that's a thing? Back to school outfits?
Oh, of course you got to have your back to school outfit, yo.
Oh, yo.
Present. I had a couple Zip Puma suits. Mm-hmm. Hey, see me and Anna today. We're going to be over at the Hilton. It's going to be a great time.
We'll be in Stamford. We'll be there from 4 to 6. We're celebrating 100 years. Do you know they invented the pina colada?
I heard that.
Yeah.
I heard that.
It's very exciting. All right, come join us there. That's also our good news. And if you ever want to share your good news, you can call us at 1-800-330-9999. Tell us something good.